focused with awareness in the upper room, that place, as you know, 6 inches above the top of your head. And experience as you do that, you invoke the beautiful crystal white star. And experience as that star expands and rises itself upward to a point. And now direct that star to down, open and downpour. And experience the flood of that beautiful energy of purification, the energy of synthesis, downpouring, coming into your head and into your body. Make sure your feet are on the contacting the floor, uncrossed, and think of the soles of your feet as opening so that the energy flows from the star throughout your form, flushing out any residue, accumulated debris. Just flushes it right out of your system, painlessly, effortlessly, into the planet, into the very heart of the planet, where it is converted into energy for the planet, which the planet then will give back to you. And this is the first two-way flow between you in a physical form and the beautiful being that this planet that we've chosen to come into form on experiences. There's a reason why we call this body Mother Earth. It's from this body that we collect the components that make up our physical beingness, the elementals, the minerals, the compounds that come together, that the master of our creation, which is the being of light that each of us is, gathers together. And this is a very beautiful, very symbiotic relationship of the highest order, because we're here by choice. And we're in a time span where the awareness of appreciation of this planet is of paramount importance. So experience that two-way flow between the immortal one that you are, the being of light that you are, the creation that you are, and the planet of your home, this temporary home. Think about that old commentary from one of the religious texts of dust you are, and to dust you will return. This is particularly connected to the physical body, because light you are, and to light you will return, is another attribute of that component of life. Now close your feet. Let the downpour backfill through your body. And experience as it comes up towards your shoulders and then comes through your arms into your hands. Feel the energy flowing out of your hands. And recognize and acknowledge the source of your lighted touch, that everything you touch is imbued with the light of the being of light that you are. and experience and appreciate the awareness of the power of your touch and your presence. You don't have to say anything in order to communicate the beauty of the light, the power of the light, just by your presence, radiating that outwardly. This is a very powerful stance. And so many of us tend to forget that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whomever we are with, we are radiating the light, sharing the light, bringing the light to any situation. There is no separation between the light, the being of light that we are, our physical beingness, and anything that we're doing. It doesn't matter if you're shopping, driving your car, sitting on a park bench, lying on the beach, digging in the dirt, washing the floor, cooking a meal, whatever you're doing, you're sharing the light. You're bringing the lighted touch of the being of light that you are, to every single thing that you do every single day, while you're awake, while you're sleeping, doesn't matter. You are transmitting and transforming through the light. And this is by choice. And when you're admonished to remember who you are and remember what you're here for, this is what you're here for. Some of us have chosen to do other things which are secondary to this very attribute of being light in form. Now, we function with levels of awareness. And basically, we have three levels of awareness that we function in: our knowing awareness, our sensory awareness, and our emotional awareness. And one of the first things that we're trained to do is to gather and enlighten, gather the already enlightened awareness, and further enlighten that which is not already enlightened. And this process we do by focusing our thought in the center organization of each one of these levels of awareness. So the first thing we're going to do is take a look at knowing awareness. So we bring the light, we focus our attention in the organizing center, midbrain, of knowing awareness. And one of the challenges that we have is to learn, how do we function in knowing awareness? Because the brain is especially designed in its structure. There are two hemispheres, the right and the left, and each one of those hemispheres functions in a different manner. And we are predominantly right-brained or left-brained. And one of the things that happens in our educational system and our societal system is that we get trained to function in a special manner so that your innate functioning may get lost. So one of the questions as we focus the light here in knowing awareness is to determine, am I right-brained or left-brained? And the difference between them is significant. So using the light, if we focus in the right brain, we know that this is the creative, the intuitive, the visual. And the left brain is the verbal, the analytical, processing. So ask yourself, as you bring the light into the brain, which is my natural processing mode? And open up and see if you get an answer. The second question is, which is the side that I have to work with to bring into more greater balance and harmony? Give yourself a little time to get the connection. Now, interestingly enough, there is a connection, a natural connection between the right side and the left side, and that's the corpus callosum, which connects the both. This is like a transverse bridge that is neutral. So we're going to focus the crystal white energy in that passageway between the two hemispheres of the brain. And allow the light, ask the light to move through this connector, clearing out any overlays, any blockages that will impede the movement of energy from one side to the other. And this is a very important connection because it's what enables the right side to talk to the left side and lets the left side hear what the right side is saying, and similarly allows the left side to talk to the right side and allows the right side to hear what the left side is saying. And this is something that we know intuitively. I can share with you an experience that I had in the work that I was doing at the United Nations. One day I was crossing the street from the west side of First Avenue to the east side of First Avenue, and I was looking at the structures there, and there's the General Assembly building, which is circular in form, and that's where all of the delegates from all of the member states meet on a regular basis. And they debate, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk. And then there's the big tower, the green glass tower, which is called the Secretariat, and that's where all the work is done. The Secretary General has his offices there, and the general public doesn't go into that building except with a pass. So that's a vertical structure, and it's very masculine, very dynamic. It's the right side of the brain. The General Assembly building is the left side of the brain. But connecting the two of them is this long, narrow building. It's only about two stories tall. And it's a passageway from the General Assembly building to the Secretariat. And in that building are housed all of the councils. The Security Council meets there. Just basically all of the nitty-gritty working notation and essence is distilled from the conversations that happen in the General Assembly building, and then it gets passed to the Secretariat where it gets put into action. So even in our architectural statements, you see this right brain, left brain, and the connecting link between them. And I'm sure that as you look around your own community, you'll find that there is this basic condition that exists, that people automatically try to make the connection, even though they're not aware of what they're doing. So we let that process continue in our knowing awareness. And from there we move into sensory awareness. And that energy flows from the brain down the spinal cord into the nervous system, into the solar plexus. And here you have also the incoming and outgoing, the right and the left dynamic magnetic action. The communication between the brain, the knowing awareness, and the sensory awareness, the incoming sensory systems being triggered from the outside and from the inside, sending messages to the brain. Is it going to go to the emotional side or to the analytical side? Hopefully, as you begin to join the two sides, you have both the analytical, which says, this message is coming in and I need to respond, or this message is coming in, no, I don't need to respond. So let that connection be established and cleared out. Let that continue. And experience now, as we move into the heart, the circulatory system, the liver and the glandular system. Again, we have a right and a left, a dynamic, magnetic, an incoming and outgoing. Experience as that crystal white energy of synthesis moves in throughout the system. And experience the link between the heart and the liver. Recognize and acknowledge that within any given unit of a system, there is also this incoming and outgoing, this right and left dynamic that is in operation. Within each element, within each organ, there is always that balance that needs to be achieved, the incoming, the outgoing, the incoming magnetic, the outgoing dynamic, the relationship between the two. This process of light work or light play is to achieve what was known in the early esoteric teachings as the recognition of the pairs of opposites. And once you recognize that there is this polarity present in everything, that the polarity has to be balanced. Otherwise, you overreact, or you underreact, or you draw in too much, or you put out too much. So there's always this attempt to achieve balance. And in our physical bodies, if you just look at your body, you know that there is, you know, an opportunity always to maintain balance. And in each area of awareness, the question is to be asked, where do I naturally stand? What do I need to do to bring harmony? Which is the side that I am least comfortable in, where I have the most difficulty? Because you can be sure that the being of light that you are is going to put you in situations where you are going to have to deal with that side more frequently than your good side. Because the process is one of developing that which you need to develop. So if you can identify your weak spot and recognize what it is, you're a step ahead of the game, because you don't fall into the trap of really getting trapped in the things that you need to learn about. So this brings you to a different attitude with the challenges. You learn to appreciate more what a challenge is and why the challenge is there. It's to help you gain the muscular strength in order to grow into a better balanced position. Now bring the star down and center it in the organizing center and expand it outward. And expand it to your full field size. For those who are in the early stages of experiencing the actualism light work, that field is smaller than those that are in the more advanced stages. And the goal is to recognize that as you begin to expand, the area that you naturally cover also expands. So you may grow from having a very small 12-foot field around you to a field that encompasses the size of a regular football field spherically, which is pretty big. And anything that comes within that, the circumference of that field, is impacted by the light that you are channeling. So experience now as that energy flows throughout your field, again gathering the already enlightened components of that field, the energy of that field, and expanding it. Now, one question you can set for yourself as an experience is, how well do I manage my field? Do I keep it tucked in close to my body, or do I allow it to expand to its natural state? Am I utilizing it? Am I allowing it to process the stuff that comes at me, or do I let the stuff come in and whack me in the body, in the organs? How am I using the gifts of the being of light, my natural, authentic design, my actual design? Am I using it or am I ignoring it? Ask the immortal one that you are to show you where your weak spots are, so that you can use the light to build up your strengths. And if you do this, you begin to develop another level of awareness, which is coming into consciousness throughout the planet, which is appreciative awareness, to appreciate what you have, whether it's high frequency or not so high frequency, because there is a reality to the existence of low frequency. It's there so that you can recognize and acknowledge it, deal with it, and lift it. It's only when you move into a judgment stance that you begin to classify it as being something that you want to avoid, and the more you avoid it, the bigger it's going to get. let that downpouring energy move throughout the field. Feel the field lifting and getting lighter. Be aware of the fact that you can let this energy flow, this crystal white energy, you can let the flow continue all day long. You don't have to turn it off or stop it. Just let it flow. Because as you let it flow, you are then in a better position to share it. You're sharing from the overflow rather than from a diminishment of what you've got stored up inside of you. What I'd like to suggest is that we take the next couple of minutes, just, you know, a brief time to just move into assimilating and be aware that the work that we started today will continue and that you can go back to the website and check the tool section and go through the 9 different lessons that are there, working primarily with the crystal white energy. And these tools are, the lessons are basically an expansion on whatever is contained within the intro itself. And if you do nothing but work with this crystal white energy for the next couple of weeks and focus on the intro material, or the Initiation to Light Work session, you're going to find that things are just going to open up dramatically. And it really is a gift that we've been given. But thank you all for coming. And I know that the session has been recorded, and in a couple of days, weeks, whenever, it will be posted on the website, under the webinar section.